Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle, fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing up.
Oh, you getting in, huh? Oh. Alright, here we go. I almost hung up on y'all. How are you doing today? I am not ready for this. DJ left me out in the dust again. Alright, here we go. So, today we are going to talk about single fathers. And who better to talk about single fathers than three single mothers? Right?
Right. Right.
Okay. So, okay, who is this? Somebody already wants to talk.
I mean, I'm bitter, so.
4331, you are on the air. Hello? Hello, did you have a question or comment?
4331?
All right, maybe you didn't want to talk. Maybe you pressed one on accident. All right, we'll just keep going. So, how many single fathers do you guys know?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Quite a bit.
That actually have custody of their kids. Because they're defined as a single father. They don't have to actually be single. They could be living with somebody, you know, a partner or whatever. But they have to have custody of their own biological children.
Okay.
A few.
I was just going to say, well, and then go back.
A lot.
Not that many.
Let me drop that down.
Not that many.
I know more single mothers than some.
So they started taking, demographics back, more than 50 years ago, and it says single fathers the number of single fathers has risen ninefold since then. In 1960, there were less than 300,000 single fathers in the U.S., and in 2011, now there are more than 2.6 million. More than twice the rate of growth of single mother homes, which has gone from 1.9 million to 8.6 million. And in 2011, they also found that there's only 67% of households have two parents in them. There are measurable differences between the single mother and the single father. Yes. Most single fathers are living with a partner, which technically it makes them, as long as they're unmarried, they're single, which makes sense, but doesn't. It says, though the study defines a single father as an unmarried man who heads his household and lives with his own minor children, he is not necessarily the only parent present. Among these single fathers, 41% are cohabitating with a partner, far higher than the 16% of single mothers who are doing the same. So, I wonder if that says something about, okay, 41% of single fathers are cohabitating with another partner, and only 16% of single mothers are doing the same thing. What does that say to you?
That says to me that all these single fathers,
alone.
Exactly, and these fathers are going to find other women to help them out and do it. Like, where we are in the house by ourselves doing it. Like, well, I know I am. I'm in the house. I do it by myself. I don't choose to move another man in to help me raise my kids.
No.
Whereas men are different from us. They, when they get alone and they get single, they need help. You know, a lot of them want that extra woman help, so they get with somebody to help them raise their kids.
Yeah, it's always nice to have that motherly person,
and it is.
That motherly figure around, too.
It really is, especially when you, I mean, as us being mothers, when we send our kids off to their dads by themselves, it's okay if they're a good dad, but it's even extra great when they have that other woman figure when you're not, like, my daughter has two moms. You know, she called her dad's girlfriend mom. So,
yeah.
And she takes well care of her, and it is good to have her in the house doing the things that probably, it balances it off by me not being there.
Mm-hmm.
With him and her there, it still balances it off for her. So.
Yeah, I think that might possibly, you know, be more so with girls, too, because men tend to, you know, take the male outlook on stuff and, you know, quit that crying, suck it up, take it like a man type thing, you know, and girls need that nurturing and that love and that, you know, somebody to guide them on how to be a woman. I'm sorry, no man can tell you how to be a woman, no matter how hard they try, just like no female can tell you how to be a man.
And that is true.
So, let's see what else they had to say on here. So they're thinking that possible reasons of the increase in single fathers could include divorce rates and non-marital births since 1960, both which have contributed to an increase in the number of single parents of both sexes. At the same time, courts have been more likely to grant custody to fathers these days. You know, back in the day, I remember them, you know, always saying, fathers don't have any rights in court, you know, towards their kids. It's all about the mom, if it's this and that. But this day and age, there's so many mothers out here running, doing what they want, when they want, who they want. They probably are, you know. I know a considerable amount of, I wouldn't necessarily call them single fathers because they may not have full custody of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But single men that, you know, take care of their kids on the regular. They get them, you know, as much as possible. If they've got one day off, I'm going to go get my kids.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's like they would rather spend time with their kids than out in the streets or running around behind some female or whatever the case may be. And it's just, you know, I commend you men. The ones that really are stepping up, trying to do the best you can for your kids, I commend you because, you know, it's hard. And some of these females are really hard to deal with sometimes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's a shame what they got to go through to raise their kids. Some men have to go through too much to raise their kids. But some of them step up to the plate, like you said, and do it anyway. Regardless. So, yeah, I commend them. I think it's a shame that we don't have, like, Father's Day like they do Mother's Day. I think that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it was almost like Father's Day this past Sunday. You know, I celebrated my kid's father, and to be honest, my dad called my sister while I was just getting ready to start the lawn, and she looked at me and she said, "It's Dad." I said, "Tell him I'm mowing the lawn." You know, because I haven't talked to my dad personally, you know, in a long time, and you're going to pick the one day of the year that's supposed to be about you to call me.
Wow.
It kind of, you know, seemed a little off to me, but, you know, I celebrated my kid's dad because he is a good father, you know what I mean? He's got a whole gang of kids, but he calls every one of them, talks to every one of them. You know, is there for I shouldn't say as many of them as he can be because a lot of them live out of state. So, you know, but he really is, he's a good father. But it seemed like it just came and went that quick. But Mother's Day, it just seems like they build it up for, you know,
I didn't even know
about Father's Day beforehand.
Right. I mean, you know, I woke up like it was a regular day.
Well, yeah, you see the commercials to get your husband or your dad a tool or, you know, like a whatever it is, the Home Depot.
Oh, so you couldn't forget. You couldn't forget birthday and Father's Day.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just, Father's Day really did. It just kind of came and went, and I felt bad, you know. Well, and on top of that, it was kind of a bummy day, raining and stuff in the morning. But, you know, it doesn't get as much hype as Mother's Day does. And I think that, you know, we really need to, as a society, we need to step up and commend the fathers that are really, you know, being good. Because there's so many people out there that talk about you know, my kid's dad this, my baby daddy that. He don't do nothing. He don't pay nothing. He don't see them. He don't call them. You know, all this
you
stuff.
You hear that all the time.
All day, every day.
And even on, like, Facebook, on internet, and social sites, you hear more about bad fathers than you do about good. And there's so many good fathers. Like, my family literally are full of good fathers. You know, I don't know of, if I can point out one that don't take care of their kids and not their kids' wife. So it's like, I think that's a shame, and I had to make sure I kind of called their names out when I was, you know, saying Happy Father's Day to other people, because these fathers need to be recognized. They're not those kind that just had kids and see kids whenever they want to. They are the kind that really are into their lives. So it's like, you would think that somebody would notice that, but they talk more about deadbeat. They have a whole page for deadbeat dads. I would like to start a page for the good ones, you know.
Well, I have the Festival for Fathers page up there, so we could start, you know, if that's what we could do. We could start, if you guys, any of you listening, want to send in a little snippet about a good father and a picture of him, you can email it to maddadsassistant1@urbanventures.org. I will spell that out at the end of the radio show if you really do want to send that in. And I'll start, you know, doing like a weekly Good Father of the Week or something like that. You know, this guy comes and picks up his kids even though he's on the bus system. He goes 16 miles to go get his kids, you know, every weekend or whatever it is. You know, if you know a good dad, let's start, you know, showing him out, because that's what we need to do. And we need to start proving the goodness of people instead of bringing out all the negativity. I think if we keep on speaking about the negative, that's what people see, that's what people thrive off of, and that's what people start to, you know, model, is that negativeness. Oh, well, so-and-so just had a kid, and he don't even take care of it. It don't matter. I sleep with whoever I want, and I just leave him alone because, you know, I can just, I'm the dad. I ain't got to be there. The mama got to be there.
Right.
You know, we need to get away from that type of train of thought, and we need to get into more of a being there for your kids mentality. Are you serious? Wow, okay. So, yeah, I mean, there are so many good men out there that, you know, really are great fathers, and, you know, they try and teach their, you know, their kids how to ride a bike, how to read books. They sit every night and, you know, read stories to them and help them with their homework and teach them how to tie their shoes and blow bubbles with their bubble gum. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing. And, you know, that's one thing that I do kind of pride myself on is I did pick a great father for my kids. Because, you know, he is so into them, just 100% when he's there, you know, and when he's with them. He's constantly, you know, talking to them about right and wrong, and constantly, you know, my older one, she's just starting to read. So he found out that she was, you know, learning the sounds of her letters and words and stuff like that. So now he works with her on sounds in her letters and reading new words and all those, you know, those phonics of reading and stuff like that and spelling, and he'll pick a word and be like, spell it for me, you know, and it's just, it's so cute to watch them. And, you know, having two girls, both of them are daddy's girls,
right?
You know, and it's just so sweet to see them with their dad. So let's see what else we can find on single fathers. You know, there are a lot of old kind of stereotypes about dads not being able to do certain stuff, like the girl's hair and whatnot, but I have seen interesting things, you know? I've found that dads can be very innovative when faced with a challenge parenting. I watched a video of a dad doing his, she had to have been maybe two, his little girl's hair. He was trying to put a ponytail in her hair, and for the life of me couldn't get it done. So he grabbed the hose on the vacuum and literally sucked it up into a ponytail and, you know, put that little rubber band on. And, hey, I had to give it to him. It came out really good, and, you know, it looked neat, and it definitely probably was a little quicker than him fighting with a brush and whatnot. So, yeah, as of right now, we've got a record number of single dads heading U.S. households, as I said.
We could talk about the Father's Day anthem to Royals Happy on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's a an anthem for Father's Day that was done to Pharrell's Happy, and I will put the link for it on the website, so if you want to go look at blogtalk.com and look up Mad Dads, I will put that link in there if you want to go see that video, because that was really cute.
Yeah,
they did a really good job of that.
I'm just surprised that, you know, finally the dads that are stepping up and trying to make a difference, trying to change the stereotype of deadbeat dads, or the, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone. I think it's a wonderful thing to finally step up. But with that being said, like Erica was saying, we need to recognize them for doing so. Give them credit where credit's due.
And, you know, we as women, too, ladies, we need to, you know, show the fathers of our kids, the ones that are good fathers, the ones that do put effort towards, you know, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, their biological kid.
No.
You know, it could be, you know, the man that you've been dating for a while that stepped up and said, you know, I'm going to take on this role. This may not be my child, but I love them enough to treat them like my child. And we need to start showing them appreciation and love for the fact that, you know, they could have been simply out of the picture, walked away, gone, done, that's it. And they didn't. They wanted to be a part of their kids' lives, and, you know, granted, now as I'm speaking, I'm starting to feel like, okay, no, you shouldn't get a reward for taking care of your kids.
Well, no.
You had your kids, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you both did what you did, and you had kids. Now, we need, as women, to start just appreciating the fact that the men are around more.
Yep.
It, you know, I think a lot of, back in the day, it was taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Before all the single mothers came around, before it started, I don't know really when it happened, probably like the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s. Or something, you know, 70s, 80s, when it really started coming, single mothers started, you know, coming out like that. And it's just, a lot of women just don't realize that they didn't really have to stick around because they weren't married. You didn't wait until marriage. Neither one of you waited until marriage.
Well, I think part of the problem with the dads who aren't around is simply because kids are having babies younger and younger.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
And they haven't even matured themselves. So I think that's majority of the dads that aren't around nowadays, for the most part.
Yep, I agree with you on that. I think a lot of them, are, you know, 17, 18, 19 years old. And no, you haven't gone to college yet. You haven't experience life.
Mm.
Like, why are you having kids? And they don't know really what to do when it comes to being there for their kids at the same time as taking care of what they need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
the mother feels like she doesn't have a choice.
Right.
But what I also think might be going on, too, is, you know, mothers are kind of taking advantage of fathers that step up.
Yeah.
You know, there's, I've heard of a lot of cases where mothers just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up and leave. And that's how the dads become a single father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the mother's not necessarily equipped to do it, doesn't want to do it, doesn't care to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it just, I don't know, I really don't, it just frustrates me being a single parent, period. And, you know, I don't even really consider myself a single parent. Yes, I am single, but my kid's father is in their lives, and he is around, and he sees them, you know, on a regular basis. But, you know, it gets frustrating as, I should say, a non-married parent. You don't have somebody in the household 24 hours a day with you, taking care of the kids with you. When you know they're coming home, and when you know, all this stuff, then it's a lot easier for you to, you know, to help take care of your kids. When you're sitting there knowing that you're going to be there all by yourself all night and the kids are bouncing off the walls already, you just picked them up from daycare and it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
And you're going, oh my God, I'm going to rip my hair out of my head.
Right.
Just knowing that that other person, mother or father, is going to be home in a couple of hours to help you out with them gives you a peace of mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, it almost helps you deal with that extra craziness. You're just like, okay, you know what? Your dad's going to be home soon. Just you wait.
That must be what you say.
Well, no, unfortunately, you know, he works second shift. So by the time I go and pick the kids up, you know, it's me for the rest of the night.
Right.
So it's more like when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to get it. Which they never do, because by the morning it's all blown over and forgotten about, and there's
right.
no point in punishing a kid for something 12 hours later.
Right.
Okay, so let's see what else we can find. Facts for features on single fathers, the rise of single fathers. I think I just saw that one. Okay, so look at this. Rising number of single-father households. In 1960, there were 297,000 households. And now there's, let's see, 2011, 2.669 million. Wow. So that seems like a lot of single fathers. And that's just in the U.S., though. How many people are even in the U.S. then?
It says in thousands.
Yeah, it's in thousands. So there's like, and there's another thousand added on there.
Oh.
So like these are 297,000
people. That is a lot.
I mean, it just, that seems, and then if you add that to the single mother's number, everybody in the U.S. is a single parent. I mean, seriously. We've only got, what are we at, 6 billion people on Earth? So if the U.S. has, okay, so there's, we'll say 3 million single fathers, just to round it off and make it, you know, a decent number. And they said double that, 8.6 million single mothers. So that's 11.6 million single parents in the U.S. alone.
That's a lot.
It seems like a ridiculous number. And I mean, I'm not laughing about the fact that we've got all these single parents in the U.S. It's not that funny. But I'm like, I'm included. Where are people's morals and values and ethics and stuff? You know, I mean, granted, I thought I would have been married. I didn't have kids until I was 25 years old. I thought I was going to marry the man that I had kids with. And as far as I know, I may still marry him. But I should have done it beforehand. And that's the biggest thing to avoid single parenting, period, is to take care of what you need to take care of before you have kids. In order to avoid becoming a single parent, finish school, go to college, get a job, find a significant other in there. In all that time, you've got plenty of time to date multiple people, hang out, just date around. Just be smart with what you do. If you're not smart with what you do, you will end up as a single parent. If you go to school, graduate, move on to college, date while you're in there, all that, you know, meet new people here and there, get a good job, travel the world a little bit. Because once you have kids, your life is not over. I'm not going to say that. But partying is over. Traveling whenever you want to is over. Light traveling is over. Forget one carry-on. No, it's not going to happen. You're going to have your baby with you, a car seat, a bag for them, a carry-on for them, toys for them, plus the stuff for you and them. So, you know, just enjoy your life. You know, I went multiple places before I decided to have kids. I wish I would have traveled the world. But I have plans to travel the world with my kids now that they get older. As soon as they get old enough, I have plans to travel the world with my kids. So, I just want you guys to think about this. You know, single fathers, we commend you. Single mothers, commend you too. You guys are holding your houses down. You're holding your kids down. Do your thing. Just be smart. You know, and like I said, if you know a single father, I'm going to start recognizing single fathers because we do too much men bashing in society these days. We're too busy talking about deadbeat this and deadbeat that. So if you know a really good father, email me a picture of them and a short description of why you think they're a great father. And I'll put my email address on the episode information also, but it is maddadsassistant1@urbanventures.org. That's MADDADSASSISTANT, the number one, at urbanventures.org. URBANVENTURES.ORG. So, again, email me if you know any single fathers that you would like to, you know, just put them out there. I'll put them on the Festival for Fathers page and, you know, we'll recognize them as a stand-up good father. And until next week, you guys have a blessed week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love on the...